Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Power to the people! Power to the people! It's time for Power to the People. Come on, wait. Come on now. Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people. It's Power to the People.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Power to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. Well, I hope my voice doesn't give out during the show. Last night was the annual Manhattan Beach holiday fireworks, and I'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But, you know, with all the excitement and hollering and screaming and whatever, it took a toll on my voice. Anyways, and I learned something new about my new Apple Watch Series 10. I mean, I didn't learn it, but something that happened was it gives you a warning when the sound level is above 90 decibels. And I knew it had that feature, but I found out for the first time seeing it in action. But again, I'll get into that in a little bit. I think my voice is getting ready to go. Well, we survived Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, and I got tons of requests to give money. You know, give us this, give us your money for this, for that, you know. And yeah, a lot of great and worthy causes, but, you know, you can only do so much or give so much, and, you know, it's just like everyone wants money from you. So I did give to a couple of nonprofit charities, and but I did that actually long before, you know, the Giving Tuesday, Day of Giving. And then there were a bunch of other you know, like Wednesday or Friday or Saturday or whatever, events, like, you know, I can't even remember. There's just so many. It just keeps growing and growing every year. And of course, the Black Friday sales happened long before, you know, Black Friday. So, as a program note, this Friday is Friday the 13th. So be careful. I'm going to be on the Santa float that goes throughout Manhattan Beach that evening. So we'll see what happens. I'm not superstitious, so I don't think, you know, that's going to be a big deal. Then there's the El Segundo Candy Cane Lane, and that actually starts December 4th and runs through December 23rd. And it's from 5 to 11 p.m. in the evening. And if you're not familiar with it, these homes go all out, you know, with their all of the decorative lights. I don't know what their, you know, the electricity bill would be on each of those homes. Or just driving around the neighborhood here, some people get very elaborate with their Christmas lights. And, again, I don't know what their electricity bill is. I remember my parents used to always tell me to shut off the lights when you're not using them because Edison's not your uncle, or something to that effect. But anyways, the El Segundo Candy Cane Lane is on the 1100 to 1200 blocks of East Acacia Avenue. That's A-C-A-C-I-A. And then I think I know there's a Torrance Candy Cane Lane as well. And I don't know the exact times and dates, but if you Google it, you know, you'll be able to see when it starts and then what, you know, what times in the evening it goes and when it runs still. So that one's pretty good, too. I like the El Segundo one for me because it's a lot closer, and I usually run into more people than I know there. But the Torrance one is great, too, so by all means, do that. Then they have here locally in Manhattan Beach the Santa Stroll. It's a nonprofit fundraiser, and I forget how much it costs to enter, but they give you a Santa outfit, and I think one year they got a prize, maybe it was the Guinness Book of World Records for the most Santas, but they go from the Hermosa Pier to the Manhattan Pier on the Strand, and it's really cool to watch them. And why did I not get the date for that? Darn. Well, again, once, you know, if ever in doubt or if ever you need information, you go to Google and you will guaranteed you will find it. So now I want to talk about, you know, the holiday fireworks. Oh, well, actually just two other events before I talk about last night's fireworks. This coming Thursday, December 12th, at 11:33 p.m., there's going to be a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base. So if you're on the West Coast, or I should say maybe Southern California, certainly in the South Bay, you'll be able to see it if the weather's clear. I prefer when they do the evening launches. It's just cooler looking. And actually, I don't even recall seeing a daytime launch. I know they've had a few. It seems like they've been launching new satellites at least once every week, which is kind of scary because what goes up eventually comes down. And, you know, the space junk, they say it either basically disintegrates when it reenters the Earth's atmosphere, or if it doesn't, and there's still going to be small particles. Two-thirds of the Earth is ocean, so typically it lands in the ocean or in a remote area of land. But that's not guaranteed. And with all of these things that they're launching up, you got to wonder about it. And I remember hearing not that long ago, somewhere on the other side of the hemisphere, something came crashing through somebody's roof, and it was, again, space junk. I think that was actually from an old Russian, you know, cosmonaut spacecraft, but I'm not sure about that. So, you know, heads up. But anyways, it's always fun to watch the rocket launches. And then, finally, on Tuesday, December 17th, the new Manhattan Beach City Council happens. Councilmember Richard Montgomery and Councilmember Steve Napolitano are being termed out due to term limits. Steve was actually my mentor, my role model when I was on the city council, and he's done so much for our city. He recently lost. He ran for Superior Court judge, and he lost, and that was a heartbreak because he would have been really good at it, but I know there'll be other opportunities for him. So the two new people coming in are Nina Tarnay and Steve Cherillion. And Steve Cherillion recently retired from the city. He's a Manhattan Beach resident. You have to be a Manhattan Beach resident to, you know, run for city council. But he served as the city's finance director, and he was with the city for, I believe, 35 years. And if anyone knows the city and its inner workings, and particularly the finances of the city, it's Steve Cherillion, and I know he'll do an excellent job. But they have a formal ceremony, and what happens is the outgoing council members, you know, give a thank you speech, and then the incoming council members give a speech and they talk about what, you know, they have in the way of plans for our city and what their, I was going to say what their agenda is, but that has a negative connotation. Well, again, I'll just say what their plans are and what they'd like to accomplish in the next 4 years. So again, that's Tuesday, December 17th, and the council meeting starts at 6. But you probably want to get there early because it's going to likely be standing room only. I don't know. You know, we're into the holiday season, and people have various travel plans. And so who knows? But, again, always prepare. And they do reserve a number of seats for the friends and families of the outgoing and incoming council members. So we'll see how that, we'll see how it works out. It's always a great thing to watch, and I will, you know, be there to congratulate all of the aforementioned parties. And also, it's interesting to see what the incoming council members would like to do. Anyways, talking about this past weekend, it was like one holiday party after another, and it's going to be more or less a repeat this coming weekend. So I think I have a party hangover, or at least I'm trying to recover from all of the great parties that people have had. One of them, actually two, last night during the Manhattan Beach annual holiday fireworks. And I'll transition into that because, you know, it's always great. The city does their fireworks typically the first week in December. Now, a lot of people ask, wait a minute, aren't you supposed to be doing that on the 4th of July? Well, the city of Manhattan Beach leaves that to other cities, and they did many, many, many years ago. But things got a little bit out of control, and why compete with all of the other cities? So now they do it, you know, or not now, they've been doing it for a number of years, but they do it, again, the first week in December. It used to be like mid-December, but, and it's great. And then they have a finale and sometimes an encore finale, but they didn't really do that this year, and it seemed like the length of the fireworks display was a bit shortened, but I could be wrong. You know, escalating costs perhaps was the culprit. But they were great. Tons of people from everywhere were there, and everybody has their parties that coincide with the fireworks. And the people on the Strand, it's interesting. They have their own parties, but they have valet parking. And I don't know where they park all the cars, the valets, that is. I believe maybe it might be at the Target parking lot. But the city, I guess, doesn't like that because they put roadblocks, those barriers, up to block Ocean Drive, which is the backside of the homes on the Strand. And but that didn't stop people. I saw them moving the barriers, and then you know, Public Works would have to come by and put them back. And so, and the police are overwhelmed. They had mutual aid from various other cities just for crowd control. And, you know, sometimes, sadly, people drink too much and they get a little out of control. But I didn't see any, I didn't see any of that. But Manhattan Beach is quite a large area. And for those of you that are Facebook friends of mine, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see I took photos and a couple of videos. I took videos of the grand finale when they just start shooting everything off, and it's always a great event. I know some people get a little bit upset because I remember when I was mayor, I would get some nasty gram emails about you're putting all of that stuff in the ocean, and it's harmful to our marine wildlife, and it's toxic. And I asked the fireworks company that the city typically uses, and they claim that it's biodegradable and that most of them go onto the sand because of the sea breeze blowing it inward, and they have the sand sifters. They always have the sand sifters every other day just to get rid of trash and debris, but they do it right after the fireworks. And I know as we were leaving, we went to one party before the fireworks and another one after the fireworks. And then I don't know what time we left. It was probably around 9-ish. The fireworks were at 7. And then in addition to the fireworks, by the way, they have bands. And they had Joe's band, which was they're really good. And then after the fireworks, they were performing. People were dancing. They close off a lot of streets, and especially Manhattan Beach Boulevard, all the way up to, I think, Highland. And people stake out, they bring their lawn chairs, beach chairs, and they stake out their positions early on, where they'll throw down, blankets. And they do that on the sand, but there's like a safety zone on the sand. But anyways, they were already, they being Public Works, were already cleaning up the streets at 9. There's all kinds of trash you wouldn't believe. And I saw the L.A. County Department of Beaches and Harbors working on the sand. So, I was also told by the fireworks company that any of the fireworks, like the ash and whatever, and again, they say it's biodegradable, it floats and comes ashore. So there's very minimal harm. The fireworks are shot from the middle of the pier. So who knows if there's any negative consequences or debris or whatever. But I remember one year we used to be at the rails at the base of the pier, and that's as close as you could get. And there was a heavy breeze, and we could feel the heat from whatever it was raining down on us. When I say heavy breeze, it was a sea breeze. And I remember that year because if the weather conditions are not right, they won't shoot the fireworks off. But what happened was it was very, very windy. And as a matter of safety, the fireworks were delayed that year. And people were, chanting, "We want fireworks! We want fireworks!" And eventually they shot them off, and I don't think it was because the wind conditions died down. I think it was because they might have been concerned that there could be a riot. people were getting a bit antsy. And I remember one other year, in the forecast there was rain, and I think even thunderstorms, lightning, which is dangerous. As I said, fireworks go off at 7 o'clock sharp. Well, the forecast showed, and they were watching the weather coming in, that all hell was going to break loose shortly after 7. So they decided to shoot the fireworks off 15 minutes early because it was believed that it was either that or nothing at all. And again, public safety is always the first concern. So they shot it off early, and then I was mayor. I think that was my second term as mayor, and I got some nasty gram emails because some people showed up late and they missed out. And, I had to say, they claimed that they were stuck in traffic or the parking was difficult. The city has a shuttle, so you could park at the Northrop Grumman facility and take a shuttle, free shuttle, down to the pier or down to, as close as you can get, because a lot of things are blocked off. And then the shuttle, will take you back. But they were a bit concerned, but you never want to go at the last minute to events where there's going to be a lot of traffic. so I didn't feel too bad, but I had to be politically correct or tactful in saying, you know, next time, don't leave so late. But a lot of people were just watching from their homes. The weather was really clear, and I heard that some of my friends that live in Redondo, and actually one that lives up in Palos Verdes, saw, you know, the fireworks. Certainly you could hear them from all around. So I remember once getting a call when I was on city council, or maybe when I was in one of my mayoral terms, about what is all that noise? And it's like, what? Have you been living in a cave? You know, everybody knows. It's widely advertised, and, you know, even the news, TV news media pick up on it. So, or one time, somebody called, or somebody posted on Facebook that they thought they saw a UFO. It was real recently, and of course it was a rocket launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base. So it's sometimes interesting, you know, what people think. But again, I just want to close in saying the fireworks were great. I don't know how much it costs. But it's well worth it, and everyone loves it. And just one last thing, somebody posted on Facebook, how dare they do the fireworks? Everybody's doing drones, you know, drone light shows nowadays. That's not actually true. But again, it was great, and it's proud to be an American. And on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's power to the people.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And a friend of mine texted me, more like an acquaintance. Oh, come on. Do people really fight at events? And yes, people do fight, sadly. And it's typically when alcohol is involved. And, you know, it happens at baseball games, you know, and other sporting events, football games, and but that being the case, Hopefully people can learn to behave themselves, and that's why we have to have, the police and private security at events for a number of reasons, you know, terrorism and whatever. But anyways, I don't want to get into that. Well, one thing that happened was last week I bought a new, for me, it was my birthday present. My birthday was December 1st, and my birthday present to myself was a new Apple Watch Series 10. And for regular listeners, you know, I've been talking about it on a number of shows. I'm going to get it. And I wanted to wait typically for the Black Friday sales. And I think it was on the Wednesday, a couple of days prior to Black Friday, that the price hit my sweet spot, and I got it. Now, my girlfriend this week, or this past week, I got mine the week before, she got a Samsung Galaxy 7 watch, and then, of course, wanted me to set it up for her. But first, let me talk about mine. It's interesting. It's almost fully charged when you get it out of the box, and when you first turn it on, it's very user-friendly, and it takes you through the setup, you know, how to get things, and you can select, or it's usually opt out of certain features that you don't want it, or that, you know, you're not going to use it for. And a lot of things like notifications, you know, I was getting these fitness notifications, like get up and walk, you know, I've been sitting too long, I can't remember what some of the notifications, mindfulness notifications, I turn those off, and especially when they come on, it takes up, you know, battery, and you want to conserve battery, especially for features that you're not using. So it took me through all of the step-by-step essentials, and then that's when the real fun begins, because then you have all the basics and you're pretty much ready to go, but then you want to customize. Like, you have infinite number of watch faces you could select from, and then you could set them up where you could switch between watch faces, and then, you know, the color, the background color, for those that are look like they're analog with the second hand sweep and the hour and minute hands, you could change the style of that or the color of that. Same thing with any text. And then there's the thing that they call complications, which are really like icons, you know, for apps. And some automatically update. Others, you push the button and it opens an app. And so most of them, the watch faces, it usually is between 3 and 7 apps. There were probably a couple of dozen apps that I liked, so I have one watch face. It's mostly, it has all the physical activity apps, like, you know, how many steps you're taking, your heart rate. It also has an ECG, and it monitors for heart irregularities. Except it says clearly it doesn't detect heart attacks, but there's been so many cases where somebody had AFib or any one of a number of other irregular heart situations, which were actually life and death situations, and it saved their lives. And that was one of the reasons why I got the watch. I'm not the type of person that likes to show off have the latest and greatest. But it has, like, fall detection, and then crash detection if you're in a car. And what happens is it'll give you a notice. And then if you don't respond, that you're okay. And it says, are you okay? And if you tap on it, then everything's fine. If you don't respond, it'll call 911. And you could set up emergency contacts, so it'll call and or text or email people in your contacts list, and it imports everything from your iPhone. It works with your iPhone. Then it has, like, sleep tracking, and it shows how many hours of sleep you got, and then the quality of sleep, you know, deep sleep, REM sleep, And then if you woke up, it'll show that you were awake. And then it has a feature, and it also talks about your breathing, not only for when you're asleep, but when you're not asleep, you know, just during the normal course of the day. But if you have sleep apnea, it detects that, or any other breathing difficulties. And so it's actually money well spent. There's just so many things that it can do. And then now I get my notices. My hand will vibrate. I turned off the audible chimes because that's disruptive. I've been to a number of events where somebody, it's either their watch or their phone or their iPad, you know, was constantly chiming, or their phone, you know, cellular phone was ringing, and that's just disruptive. And then this one, of course, has the theater mode. So if you tap the theater mode, the screen goes blank and it's silent. Just like your sleep mode, you don't want people, you don't want your hand vibrating every time somebody emails or texts you, or if you have a upcoming calendar event or, you know, phone call. So it's like a, you know, a privacy setting. There's so many features, but what happened was I went and watched a video on just the basics, what it does, and then how to do this and that. And of course, on YouTube, once you've watched one video, it suggests when one video finishes, it'll go to another one, excuse me, based on your viewing habits. And I watched so many videos that before I got my watch, that by the time I got my watch, I pretty much knew everything I needed to know. Now, my girlfriend, I told her to do that with her Samsung Galaxy 7 watch, and of course she didn't. So, and it works a lot differently, and it's not as intuitive, but I'll talk about that watch in a minute. But mine has so many health tracking features, and then it gives you more statistics than you ever want to know. One of my concerns was privacy, but they say the data stays on the watch or and or on your phone, and it's encrypted. So, but from a privacy standpoint, it's interesting. I said, "Hey Siri," to my watch, which would then activate, "What would you like to do?" Siri talks to you, of course. Everyone knows that. But then my watch, my phone, my iPad, and if I'm in my car, my Apple CarPlay wants to respond. And then I realized, you know what? It's listening all the time for the command. But, you know, you're talking, you're saying things, you know, from a privacy standpoint, is that really desirable? Who knows where that information's going? And also to prevent the conflicts from each of the devices, was I turned off the Siri, and I have to do it manually, you know, like usually you push the button to also activate Siri. And that way it's not listening. I did it on all my devices. It took me a while, but as a result of getting the watch, I figured obviously that's a good thing I should have done a long time ago, but I've done that now. Anyways, I want to talk about some more things about having a health watch, which I strongly recommend people get, you know, a smart watch. But first, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold off. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, so I mentioned you can have, seems like an infinite number of watch faces, and then you could toggle between them depending on your mood or whatever. I use it because they have different so-called complications, and since they have a limit on how many you could put, you know, on the specific watch faces, I needed more watch faces so I could have all of the complications that I wanted. And so one of them that I really like is there's a weather forecast, and that one shows you what the temperature is going to be hourly. It shows you the sunset, if it's during the day, or sunrise at night, and after a sunset. And then it has a bunch of other information, high and low. And the basic thing that I'm surprised they don't have on the watch faces is the battery percentage. Now, the one thing about a phone, a watch rather, is that the charge only lasts a day or two, depending on, you know, if you have a lot of stuff going on that uses a lot of power. But the nice thing is when it gets down really low, you can charge it to 80% in a half an hour. So typically what I've been doing is when I go into the shower, it's waterproof, but I just don't want to subject it to moisture. It has a digital crown that it detects moisture. You push the button, and then, I haven't done it personally, but I saw it on a video. Then you see this or hear this, and it pushes any residual moisture out through the speakers. It's something interesting, but if you go in the water, then it automatically tells you the depth and the water temperature and whatever. But there's a number of different complications like that, and it's just so interesting what you can do. And I spent literally hours, and of course I'm a perfectionist, so I would tweak this and add that and then change this and change that. And then there was also different functions that so I can wonder what this does. And again, it monitors all of your health. And I finally turned off. I was debating the one that says you're not moving around enough, so get up and, you know, you haven't stood up and whatever, I don't know the parameters. I thought that was helpful at first, but then it got to be a bit annoying, and that does drain your battery. And the more the times you charge it, if it's like any other device, it shortens the longevity of the battery. Plus, then the battery is the actual time between chargings is shortened. So I had to also balance between something that a feature I'd like to have, but maybe I don't want to because, you know, it's battery drain. So, and I'm still not done. I'm still learning new things about it, and it's like an ongoing learning process. The one thing that they don't have, Apple, that is the pulse oximeter, which shows your oxygen rate, which is a vital thing. But apparently there was a patent infringement lawsuit. Somebody sued Apple. So it's got the sensor built into the watch, but they've deactivated it in the software until they resolve the litigation, which I understand is going to happen sometime next year, hopefully early next year. If they don't resolve it, then in 2028, that's when the patent expires. But I have a little device you put on your finger, you stick your finger in, it looks like a little clothespin clip thing, and it shows the blood oxygen. But it'd be kind of nice to, you know, have it just on the phone, I mean on the watch, built in. Now, they have devices you could get. It also doesn't do blood pressure or blood glucose, but I understand that's going to be coming up next year. I don't know if it requires a new sensor or if it's going to be software-driven and it'll be available in a software update. But you can buy those devices that have Bluetooth, and then it sends the information to, you know, a smartphone or a smartwatch, and then, you know, the watch and or the phone or iPad will track it, give you averages, and then show you trends, and most importantly, tell you if there's something that perhaps you should see a doctor about. So, but there's just so many things you can do. So now my girlfriend gets, you know, she's got a Samsung Galaxy phone, and so I told her just get an iPhone and then get an Apple Watch, but she just likes her Samsung Galaxy phone. So she got a Samsung Galaxy 7 watch, and it has basically the same functionality. I don't think it's quite as good. I mean, I know it's not quite as good as an Apple Watch, and so say all of the reviews. But I thought, you know, it would be working with the same intuitive logic, but it doesn't. And I don't know if it's because they didn't want to get sued for, you know, patent infringement, or if it's trying to mirror the way a Samsung Galaxy watch works. You know, an Android device. And I know I've helped my girlfriend with, you know, programming or, you know, dealing with things with her phone before, and I know that doesn't follow the same logic as Apple, which is fine. Well, it's not fine if, you know, you're used to one system and then you're trying to figure out yet another system. So we watched a video together that showed the basic features, and it seems like it's a little bit backwards than the Apple, you know, with the buttons on the phone and then most of the stuff you do on your keypad. So, but setting it up wasn't quite as automated or automatic as the Apple Watch. And then there were things like, you know, what is it trying to tell me, or what does this do? And then I'd have to Google it, you know, I had my iPad with me, so I'd Google, what does such and such mean, or how do you do this on a Samsung Galaxy phone, or watch, rather. And the one thing about when you're programming your watch, it's easier to do it. Your phone, like if you have an Apple Watch and you have an iPhone, you can program it better on your phone because it's a larger screen and it mirrors what your watch is doing. So you see what you're doing the same as you would on the watch, only it's much bigger. They don't do that with the iPad. I'm not sure why, because that would be even better. But you know, it's really paired with your watch. And that's the same way with the Samsung, you know, Galaxy phone, the Android, I mean, the watch. But it was more difficult, and I don't always have patience for some things. So when something seems to be fighting you every step of the way, you know, so I took her watch and I threw it against the wall. No, I didn't do that. I wanted to, but, and now there's some more things she would like. So next time, and I guess I'm going to have to spend more time with her watch. I'm still doing some tweaking on my own watch. So, but I guess maybe now I'm kind of bilingual. So, but just some things on the Galaxy Android watch is just not logical. And it's not the way people think. And I don't know what they were thinking when they designed it. Anyways, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. I mean, I could spend talking about, you know, going into the, before we went to the commercial break, talking about my new Apple Watch. I could spend at least an entire show talking about all of the features that it does. And there's probably a lot that I don't know yet that it does, but I'm actually learning as I go. I remember when I got my first iPhone, and it took a while to get it set up and customized, and then later it was my iPad, and then that took a while, and of course now it's the watch. And the watch is integrated with the phone, so it usually does the default settings that you have in your phone, unless it's something, a feature that's not on a phone, or there's some items where it's different. I'm not sure. why, I suppose, you know, there's a reason for that. You know, some people get these so-called smart rings, which you wear, but I hear that, like, when it comes to the ECG or the heart rate, it's not as accurate on a finger. And Apple doesn't have one, but the rumor is they're going to be coming out with one soon, well, sometime next year. And if it has blood pressure on it, I might just get it, but, you know, it will probably be expensive. They have these cheap ones that have Bluetooth, which I think you could sync with your, you know, your device. In other words, an Apple Watch or an Android watch, Samsung Galaxy Watch or Google Watch or whatever. But I've read that the cheap ones aren't really very good and not very accurate, and I don't want to wear another ring. So, you know, I'll see what happens in the future updates. I'm going to be really upset if the new watch comes out and has all of these features, but it has separate, you know, it's hardware that's built into the watch. It's not, you know, updated by a simple software update. So, but, you know, that's always the case. You buy a device, and then when the next iteration comes out, then it renders yours a little bit obsolete. So, but we'll see. You know, I still have some slight privacy concerns, but I think those are all addressed because obviously that would be the first thing. You know, I got a text message that I should buy an Apple HomePod. It's a device that, you know, will control all of your, like, interior lighting, air conditioning, could do your refrigerator temperature, you know, turn your TVs on and off. Actually, my watch has a remote, and I have an Apple TV box. I haven't endeavored to program it yet, but then I wouldn't have to use my remote. But that, for that, you need to have, you know, the Siri listening, you know, 24/7. And again, for me, that's a privacy concern. It's listening to everything that you're saying in, you know, the privacy of your home. And I don't need to be that much automated. So that's not one thing I'm going to be getting. I know they have the HomePod Mini, and the price is not that expensive, not what you would think for an Apple device. But again, I'm done. And I think, I don't know if that plugs in or if that's yet another thing that has to be charged. But anyways, well, you know, the Golden Globe nominations are out, but anyone that, I'm changing subjects now, but anyone that knows me knows I don't get into award shows, and I didn't pay attention, although on the news they were talking about who got snubbed or who shouldn't have gotten the nomination. And if you're into that, just check out the news. Oh, I almost forgot about football. You know, anyone who knows me knows I love football. And this was yet another week. I don't know what it is, but this year, this season, I have not watched that much football. But I did either catch the tail end of some games or saw the highlights, or in some cases the lowlights, on the news. Good thing is the LA Rams beat the Buffalo Bills 44-42, and they're now 7-6, so they're above 500. Unfortunately, our LA Chargers, which have been doing much better than the Rams, they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs 17-19, but they're still 8-5. But I saw that turned on towards the end of the game, and they lost by a last-second field goal. But interesting, you hate to lose that way. But, of course, you shouldn't get yourself into that position in the first place where, you know, all it takes is a field goal and you lose. But it was one of those doink where it was a backup field goal kicker for KC, and it hit the goal post. And usually when it hits the goal post, it doesn't go through. It bounces back or bounces to one side. This one bounced and dropped in for a field goal. I don't know if you call that a doink, though. Doink is when it hits it and doesn't, you know, go through. And I don't know if you could call it a shank kick either, although I think shank is more for punting than it is kicking. But whatever it is, that is the worst possible way you could lose. You know, someone lucks out and you score and there's no time left. But again, as I said earlier, or someone once told me, you should never ever get into that situation where it's that close. You know, you should be ahead by at least a touchdown, or maybe a touchdown and a field goal. There was one other game that I saw where a team was making a comeback. They went to kick an onside kick, but they only had, like, would have had, well, they would have had very little time left, but unfortunately they didn't recover the ball. But they would have had to go the length, almost the length of the field, and it was, I think it was a game where it wouldn't have been as simple as kicking a field goal, you know, getting in field goal range. I think they had to score a touchdown to win. So, but anyways, you know, I didn't watch the game in its entirety, so I don't know if Taylor Swift was there or not. Well, there's no college ball. I guess now it's up to the bowl games. UCLA has a losing season, 5-7, so they weren't bowl eligible. USC was 6-6, and they are bowl eligible, and they are going to, I believe they're going to play Texas A&M, and it's in something called the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl. Obviously, I know they're going to be playing in Vegas, but I have no idea. There's just so many bowl games now, and they all have the corporate sponsors' names, just like the stadiums. You know, I remember when it was like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, and whatever, just like the stadiums had those names. But now, you know, the corporate world has taken over. But now they just have so many bowl games. And in as much as I'm now probably going to upset my USC friends, having a 6-6 record, you know, usually the bowl games, you had a winning record. And not just a winning, but, you know, you were like the top tier or, you know, highly ranked teams. But, you know, such is life. I'm going to a Super Bowl party this year, and then someone else is having a championship, you know, NC2A football championship party. The one thing no one still has explained to me is the name Big Ten for the league, you know, the Big Ten, when there's now 18 teams. So maybe if you're listening and you have an answer, you can let me know. I've Googled and I haven't gotten an answer for that. Anyways, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell. It's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.